Our scripture is Matthew 4:18-22. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two brothers, James, the son of Jedebai, and his brother John, in the boat, their father Jedebai, mending their nets, and he called to them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed them. I came to know God at a young age. I was brought to the church from when I was born to now. I knew what I had to do and what was expected of me. My parents brought me to church, and my Sunday school teachers told me the stories of Christ. Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." This verse has played a key role in who I am today. Through all the trials and tribulations, this verse ran through my head, and I knew God was talking to me. I spoke to God throughout my whole life, but I could never really hear Him. It wasn't until my sophomore year that I truly heard God. It was when a good family friend, Tim Martini, passed away. Tim was a family member. From the time I was born, I knew who he was. When he passed away, it did not seem real. The only things going through my head were, how could God do this to me? How could He take another person out of my life? Then I came home and read that verse, and it was like everything came back together and I was better. At the time, I didn't know what it was. Then at the funeral, I heard a voice. It wasn't a familiar voice, but in the back of my head, and the more I listened, the louder it got. At this moment, I knew God was talking to me. He was promising me I was going to be okay. I went through many rough patches in my life before that, and I thought it was just me getting through it, that I was just pushing through, and now I know I would not be the person I am today if my parents had not brought me to church and taught me about Christ. I know that if I had not put my trust in God and truly been saved, many of the hard times I have gone through lately would have broken me, like losing a close family friend, Glenn Gonzenbach. The day that he died, it was like God knew what to say to calm me down. He repeated the verse, Jeremiah 29:11, over and over throughout the day. I know God has a plan for me. I may not agree with what His plan is sometimes, but I have put my trust in Him, and because of that, I am a better person, and I know I can get through anything.
You have my permission to fall asleep on this one. Like Lindsay, I was fortunate enough to be born into a Christian family. When I was about 4 or 5, my grandma, Marilyn, or better known to me as Nana, started taking me to church, and I've been here ever since. And God's really molded me through this church family. High school is a strange and confusing time. It's the point in our lives when we stop listening to what our parents say and start forming opinions on what we know and understand as teenagers. And that's, yeah, many will say growing up is hard, and a lot of others will say that you should enjoy every last minute of it because it only gets harder. And, God has really, I think I already said that, molded me through this church family. By nature, I've always been a very negative person. I questioned a lot, including my faith, especially my faith. I'd always wondered who this God character really was. I've been read the Bible. I've heard the Bible my entire life. I've been to church for almost my entire life. But I never really understood who He was. I knew He was there, or at least I'd been told He was there. But I never had a true grasp of who He was. And what did He want with me? Little did I know. About my sophomore year, I was in pretty bad shape. I didn't attend church. I made some pretty bad grades. And then came along Miss Kiva Green. My folks and I had been in frequent arguments and quarrels, and we decided that if anything was to be done, we'd better include God in it. So for the first time, me and my entire family attended church. And the changes I experienced were incredibly rapid. And I'm not up here to sit here and praise Kiva over and over, but I truly believe that she has been a blessing in not only my family, but this entire church family. She's allowed us to stand on our own again. But one of the first things she did was resurrect our youth group, and my parents very swiftly said, "You're in this." And because I was one of the eldest, I kind of took on a leadership position, and I became our youth representative after Lindsay was. And I learned it a lot. I learned, you know, what it's like to listen to kids who are younger, and it's not always easy to listen to kids that are younger. And you know, just listen to the people around me and listen for what they have to say and what they want to be heard. And my parents also pressured me into being liturgist on Sunday mornings. And at first I was absolutely terrified. But today I stand before you all, and it's not really that bad anymore, fortunately. More than anything, after sitting through so many sermons, I've learned to be more positive on my outlook in life. Regardless of your status or demeanor, life is hard. We all know this. We all have... For me, it's the biggest difficulty has been faith. I'm a worrier. I've been my entire life. I've always had this sick feeling that God just simply doesn't exist. And, you know, how was I to believe that there was such an all-loving and powerful being in such a dark and desolate world? Perhaps the better question is, how are you supposed to see the beauty in life when it's always dark outside? God has taught me that you can't see the good when you're too busy worrying about the bad. I've learned to look for the good in people and in my situation. And through this, I began to witness God working not only in my life, but in the lives of so many others. I've learned that the miracles in life aren't always some kind of massive display with warning bells and giant red flags and look at this. It's usually almost silent. And it's something that you have to look for, or you'll miss it. It's always almost just this tiny, tiny little detail. You know, people say it's a God thing, and it most certainly is. But usually, in some of the smallest ways you can imagine. But to me, I kind of had this aha moment where I realized that all of these little bitty things kind of fit together like a puzzle, and you know, it just pieces together the life that we have. And for me, it's been a wonderful life, and I thank God for it. And it's just this indisputable confirmation of my faith. You know, it's these little miracles. When you see these things, you realize that can't happen by accident. There's no way that can happen by accident. That's God. There's no way it's not. And that has truly changed my life, because, as I said, I'm a worrier. I'm a doubter in myself, in my faith, or at least I have been. And so it's not really something you can describe. You know, I'm sitting here trying to describe it, But it's not really something that you can teach people. It's just something that you have to tell them to pray about and pray and pray and pray. And one day they will have this actualization. And it's truly an amazing thing. And so this isn't to say that the trails ahead aren't hard. This is just the beginning for me, and I pray that God will be with me every step of the way. And I know that through prayer and the fellowship of my church family, that God will fulfill His plan for me. So, thank y'all.
I'm pretty much in the same boat as Lindsay and Chance. I was born into a church and have been going ever since I could remember. And it was always, come on, it's time to wake up for church. We have church. It's time for Wednesday service. Just all the different activities that me and my family have done through church. I say the biggest one to me to impact my life is probably mission trips, because to me that's where I see God the most, is in the struggles of other people and how you can come into their life and help them see God and say, hey, those struggles aren't that big if you look at the bigger picture, and just help them figure out and find their way to Jesus. And then this is an eye-opener to me every time I go on a mission trip. I've been through quite a bit of challenges in my life. In my old hometown, we had, I guess it was basically a tornado alley, if you would like to call it that. But we had two tornadoes come through in the 6 years that I used to live there. And the second tornado had a huge impact on me, because it went straight through town and destroyed our church, which was basically like my home almost, because we just were always in a church building is what it seemed like. And I saw God a lot through that, because we had a brand new church, and I want to say less than a year, and it was just amazing to see all these donations and all the people of our community helping me and my church and just everyone in our church. It was just amazing to see God work in that kind of a big way to me, and it was just life-changing to see that many people just hear that need and hear that call and just come out and do that and fulfill those shoes, and it was just life-changing. And now I'm also going to go through another big change, graduation. I'm sure many of you remember what that's like and all the toils of grades and, oh, I got to get this done for college, oh, I got to get that done for college, I got to go take this test, that test, get this form filled out, just the madness of all of that, and the time management, and it seems this time's just flying away. You just can't get enough of it. But I know God's there for me, and He moved me here for a reason, and that was to meet all you wonderful people and fulfill my, needs that I need to do as a Christian. And I just want to say thank you to all those people that have helped me become the person that I am today. And I wouldn't be here without them, and they've help God shape me to be the person that I am. That's all I wanted to say.
When Katie asked me to give my testimony, I was very confused as to how to proceed. When I think of testimonies, I envisioned a person talking about how he had addiction or just great suffering, God swooped in and saved them. But I really haven't had any of these large, dramatic hardships. I was born in Georgia into a loving Christian family, and I've known Christ for as long as I can remember. When I was 10, my family and I moved into Texas, and here we bounced around a good bit between Henrietta, then the Metroplex, and back to Henrietta. I joined this church's youth group my sophomore year, and I've been part of it ever since. While I've had struggles and problems with faith, none of these have just been earth-shattering for me. And when I thought about trying to give a testimony, this is kind of where I drew a blank. None of this seems all that impressive. There are people in this room who have had great hardships and have grown in faith because of these hardships. And that got me to thinking how rare my story actually is. God gave me a stable, loving family, and He kept me from making huge mistakes that could ruin my life. He sheltered me from great tragedy and has placed me in many great churches. It's just rare to see someone who's basically gotten through life so easy. For this, I am extremely grateful. God has blessed me with the people, circumstances, and abilities to give me an unproblematic upbringing. I have God-fearing parents who are willing, and who were willing and still are, I guess, to beat me when I deserve it. But they've never punished me in anger. They've never been irrational in their punishments. Always been with good reason. They have loved me and each other. I've had pastors who have taught me how to act and live in a devout manner. My conversations with Katie about just random occurrences, school, the Bible, college, have given me a good guide to how to proceed. God has protected me from great disaster. While I've had health issues and all that, I'm still sitting here standing, breathing, and living. I haven't lost any siblings or parents, and I've known all my grandparents and my great-grandparents. I don't really know why it's been such a blessed life, and I've had faith problems, but I think I've maintained faith all the way through it, and I still believe in God and all that. And I have really no idea what's going to come in the next stage of life, but who really does? I mean, all you can do is just have faith in God and hope it turns out, and I know it won't be this easy throughout it all. I mean, it's going to come at some point, but it's God's helped me out through all this so far, so I'm going to keep faith up through it.
Our closing hymn this morning is Go Tell It on the Mountain. So if you'll stand and sing, we'll join together in praising God. There's one other thing that we would like to do at the end of this service, and that's to recognize our seniors again and allow them to say what their plans from this point on are and to present them with a Bible from our church. So, Lindsay, I'll invite you to come first.
I will be attending Texas Women's University in the fall and majoring in nursing.
Chance Edgett.
I will be attending Vernon College for the next 2 years, and it's kind of lazy, but after that, it's whatever God wants me to do, I think.
Very good. Wesley M.
I will be attending Vernon College as well, but I will be majoring in welding, so I'll be there with Chance.
And Isaac Stillwell.
I will be attending Tarleton State University, majoring in engineering physics.
You know, we are so proud of these young people. And I don't know about you, but I was just excited to hear them talk.